Hello and welcome to a Racing Only Better flat season special. My name is Kevin Blake and I'm delighted to be joined by Ryan Moore. Ryan, how's things?
Yeah, I'm very well, Kevin. How are you?
I'm alive. I suppose that's a good place to start. Ryan, we've been seeing a bit more of you in the early part of the season over here in Ireland. Have you been enjoying your trips over? I know it's probably a pain in your arse now with all the COVID related stuff, but good to have had you over here a good few times already.
Yeah, no, obviously delighted to be able to get over to Ireland for the first few meetings. And you know, the horses are in the main, they're running very well, so it's been great to get over, and a lot of people have been very helpful, and we're very thankful for all that. And hopefully things can continue, and hopefully things are going the right way in the grand scheme of things, and life might start getting back to some sort of normality as the year goes on.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And I suppose before we get into the specifics, I suppose that, as you mentioned there, the horses in Ballydoyle, they seem to be particularly forward. I've only been racing a couple of times so far this season, but they look great, and they're performing extremely well. You know, even the older horses, which would traditionally tend to need their first run, they seem to be quite sharp.
Yeah, we ran a couple of the older ones. Obviously, Broome's had a couple of outings, and Lopi Fernandez went to Leopardstown there last week, and it's been good to get those older horses out on the track. And there's a couple more into the weekend as well, I think. So you know we're only a week and a half from the Guineas now, so we're going to be getting very busy soon.
Yeah, exactly, like you say, just 10 days away from the first classics, and that's not our natural first focus point, I suppose. And we'll look towards the 2000 Guineas. I'm sure you'd agree it's kind of a murky scene at the minute. I don't know what you're thinking in your own mind as to what you might be on. You've ridden both St. Mark's Basilica and Wembley in Group 1s. And we'll start off with St. Mark's. I suppose looking back in his form last season, how you evaluate him and his progress, and what you're feeling about him at the minute.
Yeah, well, he obviously did progress from race to race, and you know, I rode in the National Stakes, and he ran very well, but he felt very raw to me on the day, and he ran a bit green. And then Frankie won on him in the Dewhurst and turned the form around with Wembley. You know, Wembley was drawn bad that day, and the race didn't go as smoothly for him. But that St. Mark's Basilica is also a lot of speed, and you know, he had some tough tasks. He had to go straight into a Group 1 on his second start, and you know, it was a messy sort of year for everyone. But when you're trying to get two-year-olds into these Group 1 races quickly, it's obviously not easy, and you know, the build-up wasn't ideal. And he got better with every race, and you know, he's a Dewhurst winner. He's a very, very good colt, and you know, he seems to be in a good place, and hopefully he has a big year ahead of him.
Yeah, and his half-brother Magna Grecia obviously stepped forward a nice bit from 2 to 3 to go and win the Guineas himself, so I suppose pedigree will give you great encouragement that he could kick on nicely this season.
Yeah, he's by Siouni, and as you said, he's a half-brother to Magna Grecia, so everything points to him being a better three-year-old.
Okay, and Wembley, I suppose he's got not dissimilar profile in that he stepped forward run to run and really took off in particular in his last two starts in Group 1 company. What did you make of him? You obviously picked him in the Dewhurst, so you rode him at least.
Yeah, I thought he was unlucky in the National Stakes, and he was unlucky when I rode him in the Dewhurst. The draw was against him the last day. And I think he's a Galileo. You'd like to think that, well, you're pretty sure he's going to get better as he gets older, and going up to a mile shouldn't be any sort of a problem for him at all. You know, he only won the one race, but as we said already, it was difficult for two-year-olds last year. And he's got a very high level of form and a high level of ability. And I think, he's doing everything right at home, I believe. So, all being well, he'll be in for another good year as well.
Yeah, so expand, you mentioned it twice there, the Dewhurst. I assume you mean it was just the high draw seemed favoured, and I know Wembley, he ended up kind of getting pushed a bit wide on the day, which didn't really seem where he needed to be on that day.
Yeah, well, look, as you've seen this, well, last week at the Craven meeting, Newmarket is, it kind of suits horses that are ridden forward and on the fence. And he was drawn low, and the horse's Shake Ham Downs was beside me, and he wouldn't go in, and we were back a long way, and I had no option but to follow, and then I was caught on the wing, and he ran a very good race to, you know, I kind of just had Thunder Moon in my sights and rode to beat him, and he managed to do that, and St. Mark's had a nicer trip towards the fence and was out ahead of us. But, you know, like, these races, they're decided by fine margins, and it went against him that day, but it went for St. Mark's, and, you know, there's very little between the two of them.
And I suppose with a view to that, on the fingers crossed, and assuming the two of them get there in top order, do you have any sort of an inclination which one you might be on, or will this all be very last minute?
Oh, no, I'd imagine it'd be last minute, Kevin.
Yeah, I thought you might say that. One that was in the Guineas picture but seems to have quieted down a little bit on that front in recent weeks is Battleground. You know, he was very impressive last season, as we all know. Big strong two-year-old. He must be a horse to look forward to for the coming season.
Yeah, he's a beautiful horse. And as you said, he is a big boy. He's very strong. And yeah, I think he's a very, very talented horse. Very similar to his dam, great attitude and very high class. And he's been lovely all through the spring. And I think he's going to have he'll have a good year, no doubt.
Okay, and is there any feeling on whether he might end up in the Guineas, or might wait a little bit longer? Do you know?
I haven't heard that he's not going towards the Guineas. I think he's definitely still in the mix.
Okay, good. And I suppose looking back at Keeneland, I suppose he was one of many victims on the night of the nature of the track there, having missed the kick a little bit. He ended up with plenty to do.
He was drawn in the middle two out of there, and he was going to have to go back. Unfortunately, the horse that won, he had a very soft time on the front end, and, you know, he just didn't have enough time to run him down, but he ran a really good race. And I think he's a very, very classy colt, and there's plenty of options for him.
Yeah, would you, at the minute, would you see him as a miler, or one that could potentially step up a little bit maybe as the season goes?
Look, he's a Royal Ascot winning two-year-old, and he won the Champagne at Goodwood as well. He's plenty of pace. I think he would be effective between, you know, a mile's probably fine, but I'd say he's out of found. A mile and a quarter is very possible as well.
Okay, and moving on to the more, I suppose, the more Derby types, and the obvious one is High Definition, 2 from 2. I know you haven't sat on him in a race yet, but I suppose you couldn't help but be impressed with him looking in at him.
Yeah, High Definition, he was obviously... he won his maiden in very impressive style, and when he won the Beresford, it never really looked likely until the last sort of 100 yards, and then he won well at the line, and you know, look, he looks like a very obvious Derby horse, and I think the plan is that he'll have a run in one of the major trials and then go straight to Epsom. So all being well, you know, the Derby is the dream for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And one that has been out already this season and won one of the major trials is Bolshoi Ballet. And were you impressed with him that day?
Yeah, he's good moving colt, lovely mind. He does everything right. And, you know, like it might not have been the deepest race on the day, but he done what he was asked to do. And I think there's more to come from him. And, I think he'll be you'll see him popping up in quite a lot of the major staying three-year-old races this year.
Yeah, he's one of those. I know I was looking forward to him this season because, like you say, he's such a good mover, and he did so much in a short space of time last season on fairly rotten ground. it was great to see him get a chance on that nicer ground at Leopardstown, and I assume he really enjoyed it. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, he did. He did. And I said, very happy with him at Leopardstown last week.
Yeah, sure. Well, I suppose the natural progression from the Ballysax winner might be to go to the Durrantown Stud Derby trial in a couple of weeks. But like you say, hopefully more to come from him and going up in trip as well. One that we haven't seen yet, and must be careful to get the pronunciation right, Ryan, is Van Gough. Are you looking forward to him?
Yeah, he's a beautiful horse. He's just does everything really nicely. He's got a great mind. You know, his dam was top class, and obviously being out of American Pharoah, he's very exciting. He won his Group One at the back end last year. He had a lot of racing. He's got plenty of experience, but he thrived on it, and I think he's a really classy colt.
Yeah, and where do you see him going? I spoke to Aidan a few weeks ago for At the Races there, and he was saying he shows enough pace for the guineas, but you know, at the same time, he gives the strong impression that he'll stay. You know, what sort of a feeling would he give you?
Yeah, I think he's the horse that I wouldn't pigeonhole him anywhere. I think he's got a lot of talent, and I think he'd be effective anywhere between a mile and possibly up to a mile and a half.
Yeah, the ground was obviously very bad when he won his Group One. And what would you see as his ideal surface?
I think he's a good ground horse. I wouldn't say, you know, he'd want the ground as bad as it was in Saint-Cloud that day, but you know, he's a very good moving, well balanced horse, and I think he'll handle most things. But really, you'd probably see the best for him, like you do most horses on good ground.
Okay, excellent. So that's the colts rounded up, and moving on to the fillies. There's only one place to start, and the birds in the trees seem to be singing about Santa Barbara for the last few weeks. I know you didn't ride her when she made her winning debut, but and there seems to be an awful lot of excitement about this filly.
Yeah, she was impressive at the Curra under Shamey, and I think there's been plenty of horses from the race started to come out. I think one today earlier. Look, she's obviously got an awful lot to prove on the track, but everyone's very happy with her at home. She's a very well related filly, Kevin, isn't she? And look, let's hope that she's as good as we think she is.
And would you have had a few sits on her at this stage this spring?
Yeah, I have had a sit on her and very happy with her.
And I suppose it seems quite notable that I suppose it would have been natural, given that she's only had the one run, for Aidan to look to run her in the trial, and he considered it, but decided that it wasn't necessary in the end. You know, she was showing a lot of professionalism at home, and he was happy to go straight there, which is a big ask. You know, we haven't seen it since Ganati, but I suppose everyone seems to feel that there's a great amount of talent there.
Yeah, well, I think she seems very straightforward in the mornings. I hopefully she's got a big year ahead of her, and you know, we want her right till the end. So she's going to be obviously have to start in the deep end, but hopefully she'll prove herself up to it.
Hopefully she's a good swimmer. Well, you got a feel for some of the opposition. Last week you rode Sacred to win at Newmarket, to win the Nell Gwen. So I wanted to ask you about her, but she probably did quite well to win on the day, I thought. What did you think of her?
Yeah, she's. I think the ground's very important to her. She travelled very well. She's got a serious change of pace. I think she's you know, she's more than worthy of being in the guineas field for sure, and she rides like a little motorbike. She travels and she quickens. She switched off and done everything right the other day. I think it was a fair enough race. I think the second's not a bad filly. I think the third maybe found it all happening too quick for her, but I think it was a good race, and I liked her. She was a pleasure to ride. Good fun riding her.
No, was she idle? She looked a bit idle to me.
When she got there very quickly, and when she got there, she waited. So there's a bit more in her.
Okay, and I suppose that the natural question is trip. She'll have her stamina to prove in the guineas, extra furlong, shows plenty of pace. Would you? It sounds like connections are keen to have a crack and see what happens. What do you think?
Look, she'll have to switch off. We didn't go mad in the trial. She's definitely a chance to stay, and if she gets the right trip.
You won't be getting off Santa Barbara, though.
No.
Okay, Ryan. The other filly I wanted to ask you about was Mother Earth, and we saw plenty of her last season, which she showed a high level of form. What are you expecting from her this season, or hoping for?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of hers. I think she's a real tough filly, good turn of foot, and I think she needs decent ground as well. And I shouldn't say she had a busy year, but she ran super in Keeneland, finished off her race really well. And I think she'll be a very interesting filly for, a lot of the fillies only races. She could be a Nassau filly or a Falmouth Sun Chariot sort of filly, and I think she'll do well.
Okay. Just looking as we talk here, a horse that you know called Aron Naveen is just after winning by about 12 lengths at Dundalk. I don't know if you have it on in the background there.
Yeah.
Could be another one you end up sitting on quite soon. But on that theme, Aron Naveen, a four-year-old, we best move on to the older horses. And I suppose there's only one place to start, and that's with Love. Must be hugely excited about her prospects for the season.
Yeah, look, obviously she's a top-class filly. Done nothing wrong all last year. Disappointing that we couldn't get to test her against the colts or the older horses. She was impressive in the guineas, won an Oaks Easy. At home, I think they're very happy with her. And we'll get to find out how good she is this year.
Yeah, she obviously showed a lot of versatility. Won a guineas, won an Oaks. Trip wise, would you see her as a 10-12 filly?
She got the 12 no problem at York and Epsom. She's a Moy Blair winner as a 2-year-old. As you said, she's very versatile, and I think there's a Aidan's maybe mentioned the Tattersalls she might start, but I think she can slot in to many races, and she just would like a nice surface. I think that helps her, but she'll be getting stronger now,
And I know it's a kind of a watery sort of question, but you obviously sat on so many top class fillies over the years. Would she remind you of anyone, or is she very much her own filly?
She's very different because she's long striding filly who, once she gets into her gear, she's very relentless, and I wouldn't compare her to many other fillies really, but she's certainly one of the best I've rode.
Excellent. And another older horse that I know perhaps didn't deliver last season, but he's back for another crack this time around, is Japan. I know connections were very frustrated with the way his year went. Would you be hopeful that as a 5-year-old it could all come together for him this season?
I'd hope so. He was a really good 3-year-old. Again, he didn't have an ideal preparation at 3. He was late getting ready for the Derby, and he won his races at Royal Ascot afterwards, and he won the Grand Prix de Paris, and he won the Jobmont, and he's just the most gorgeous horse, and he ran a good race in the Eclipse last year, but I'm not quite sure what happened after that. Just didn't really perform. But as he showed, as a 3-year-old, there's certainly an engine there.
Yeah. No, I think talking to Aidan, you could sense the frustration in him talking about how last season went, and there was a little foot problem in the middle of the season, and And I think everyone involved seemed very confident that he was going to run very well in an arc, and then obviously wasn't able to run there, and just very messy. So hopefully, for all concerned, they get a good clean run at him this year, and he can get back to winning a Group 1. But another one I wanted to mention is Order of Australia, because he was one that very much came good at the back end when dropped back to a mile. I believe the plan is to kind of stick to a mile this season. Would you be hopeful that he could take high order amongst the older milers?
Yeah, I mean, he just appeared out of nowhere. I think he was declared in an undercard race in Keeneland, and where I was going to ride him. I've never sat on the horse, but, you know, he won a Breeders' Cup mile, and from a wide gate. Didn't run bad in Hong Kong afterwards. And yeah, no, it'd be interesting what he can do. You know, you'd like to think that, you know, dropping back to the mile was the key to him, and hopefully we can find some more improvement this year.
And on the subject of older milers, another one that looks like he's put himself right in the mix after a successful comeback was Lupe Fernandez, a horse that promised plenty as a two-year-old, that maybe got a little bit lost as a three-year-old, but looks to be potentially a force as a four-year-old.
Yeah, he was very impressive at Leopardstown. And you got to remember, he showed a lot as a two-year-old. We thought he'd win the Cheshire when he bumped into Pinatubo. And Pinatubo was a very, very good colt at two. And we were messing around with his trip a little bit last year. You know, he ran a good race in the Guineas, and then we dropped him back, and he ran some very good races in France. But, you know, we was asking him to sprint, and it was just all a bit much for him. But he ran a really good race in the Breeders' Cup mile at the back end. And, you know, from then, I think Aidan's had in his head that he's going to train him as a miler. And I thought he was very smooth at Leopardstown. Very smooth. And he'd be delighted with what he'd done.
You'd have to be very encouraged with, you know, how well he settled. You know, it's a shame he looked to be really at pains to get him in and covered and relaxed. And I thought he relaxed very well, which can only be encouraging going forward.
Yeah, it was lovely for him. And you'd be delighted with what he'd done there.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, something like a Queen Anne, I suppose, would be the obvious one.
Yeah, I think the Queen Anne could be. There's a chance he'd go to the Lockinge, I suppose, before then.
No, ideal. And then to change tack completely up to the staying division, it looks like Santiago is going to be one of the leading hopes for Ballydoyle in that division. I know you rode him at Goodwood last season. You won on him at Ascot. How would you evaluate him as a potential, you know, Gold Cup horse, I suppose, would be the natural one you'd be asking about?
Yeah, I don't know if he's definitely a Gold Cup horse. He I know he won a Queen's Vase, but he's an Irish Derby winner. I think everyone's very happy with him this year. I think he's in a good place. And he's entered on Sunday at Navan over a mile and six. And that might be a good starting point for him. And we might learn if he's going to stay or if he's a... You know, he certainly got the pace, you know, to handle a mile and a half, and he's a nice little colt.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it now, because to be honest, that's would be my view of him as well. You know, looking back at the Irish Derby, you know yourself, it was a funny race. It was difficult to get into it from off the pace, and like, he made up an awful lot of ground in a very short space of time, and then, you know, kept galloping to hold on. You know, he doesn't look shy of pace at all to me. If he can carry that over 2 miles, he'd be a fair weapon.
Yeah, no, it'd be interesting, you know. And you know, he's doing everything right in the morning, so, you know, it'd be interesting when we work out to slot him in.
Okay, and the last one I wanted to ask you about, Ryan, was one for Sir Michael Stout, a very interesting horse called Highest Ground. And I see you're declared to ride on this coming Friday, his season of reappearance. He came an awful long way in a short space of time in his career thus far, and albeit with well-spaced runs. Would you see him potentially as a Group 1 horse in the making, or is that maybe shooting him a bit high?
He's always a horse that everyone's liked. He started when we got back racing last year. He started off nicely, won at Haydock, beating Will Koenig of John Gosden's, and then he ran a good race in the Dante, and it looked like the ground gone a little bit. He just kind of sunk, and then he had an issue. So he came back. He was ready to run right at the back end, but it was deplorable ground at Newmarket, and he didn't come out of the stalls, and it was just a non-event. So he's going nicely at home, and Sandown will be a nice place to get him started. It's a interesting race. It's quite a, for a Group 3, it's a very, you know, you couldn't rule out any of them. They're all kind of very solid 110 plus horses, and you know, he will come forward for the race, but I expect him to go well.
Yeah, looks a strong race now. He'll have a, but like you say, a nice starting point for him. But that's it, Ryan. Thanks very much for your time, as always. I'm sure I speak on behalf of all the listeners in wishing you the very best for the season ahead. A long and successful season, hopefully, with lots of Group 1 wins along the way. So that's all I have to say. Thanks very much for your time.
No, thank you, Kevin. Let's just hope everyone, be nice to get people back racing again soon, and some sort of normality, and hopefully I can ride some nice ones along the way. But yeah, let's hope we have a more enjoyable this year than last.
Hear, hear. And thanks again, Ryan. All the best, and we'll talk to you soon.